Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Appreciate
Yeah,
that.
I had to make sure that we were recording before I wish you a happy birthday, because
Well, yeah. I mean,
we have
God
this
forbid.
tendency of like talking about things before we actually start recording them. Maybe now in your 41st year of life, we've turned a new page on how we actually do podcasts.
Do you think we actually grow up, you and I? Do you think like the years actually help us evolve? Because I'm not sure that there's any evidence of that.
I think it's like one of those, like if you look at it short term, in like short term snippets or small snippets, the answer is clearly no. In fact, we're probably getting maturity wise younger, not older.
Yeah, I
In
think
our
that's
but like I think
easy.
when you step back and you look at like a 5 or 10 year snapshot,
Solid.
then
Sorry.
yes. Then yes. Yeah. Yeah, this is the part where John just gets an Uber, because at 41 he's gonna go get wild and crazy after work with like two beers.
It's not wild and crazy. It's that when you're as old as I am, one or two beers means you can't drive anymore because,
Yeah.
you know,
Yes.
you're old.
Yeah, you don't want to pull a Justin Timberlake.
Oh, was that what he did?
Too
Is that why
soon?
he's in trouble?
Well, he got a
Or no,
DUI.
I see.
He got another DUI.
Oh.
Anyway, he's not young either. So,
No, which is
yeah.
sad. That actually is.
But I mean, it happens. It happens. It shouldn't happen,
Because he
especially
was
when you have
young
that much
anyway.
money and you can just hire anybody to drive you anywhere. But it happens. Oh, man,
That was
how
it.
does it feel to
Hey,
be
future me.
41? Hi, future John. Maybe this making a podcast out of a phone call thing isn't a great idea.
Well, it's a great idea until you drive in bad perception, and then it's gone astray.
Well, but that's just part of the charm.
We'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Hopefully the audio quality on this is good enough to actually use it.
It already sounds better because I don't hear the wind tunnel that is your car.
That's fair. Yeah, we've learned that trying to do a podcast while driving on car Bluetooth is not the best option.
Which. I have a question about that. So
Yes.
your cellular device that you're talking to
Yes.
me on can cancel noise out entirely. Like if you didn't use the headphones you're using,
Yeah.
it would completely block out all the noise and sound great, right?
Is
Fe
that a
features of
question or is that a statement?
that's a statement. It's a feature of modern devices,
Okay.
right?
I like that.
Why do cars, especially like you drive a very expensive car because you're very bougie.
Well,
Why do cars that cost many, many, many tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars continue to use the same Bluetooth module that was in the HS100 headset with the little flippy out microphone that we sold back in
Yeah.
2004?
Because auto manufacturers are cheap, and they cut corners wherever they can. Yeah, it's never been an important issue. I've learned, and this is, I think this is just true for technology now in this world, that if
Yeah.
it's not an issue, it will not change.
Is an issue. I
It's
hate
not
it.
because I know you hate it. I hate it. Everybody hates it, but nobody is not buying a car because of it. They just deal with it.
Yeah.
It's almost become like the expectation that it will be shitty. You know what else I don't understand about car Bluetooth? I don't know if you ever noticed this, but like, okay, so let's say you are outside and there's a car next to you. Like you're not in a car, you're outside. And there's a car, like you're in a parking lot, right? If somebody could be sitting in their car and listening to music, and unless they're blasting the music, you don't really hear it. Like you might be able to hear a little bit of it, but it's not like loud and clear, unless they're
Right.
blasting it. But if somebody's on a phone call, like you can listen to that entire conversation from 15 feet away.
Yeah, as if it's coming through different speakers that
I
are
don't
amplified
understand.
outside.
It's
I
almost
don't
like they're
understand.
like projecting it outside. I really do not understand why car Bluetooth works like that either.
Yeah, I
It's
mean,
fascinating.
literally, I would like you to solve this based on your job.
Well,
That's
yeah, but
the end of my
I
story.
okay. Let me see what I can do.
Okay, thanks.
Let me see. I'll report back to you.
Everyone calls me for technical support, thinking that's what I do for a living, so this is what I'm doing to you now.
That's fair. That's fair. I
This is
guess.
payback for years of torture.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Well, it's funny because every time I ask you for technical support, you're like, I don't freaking know. I don't do that. I just run the place.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's not what I do.
Yeah. Oh man. So you are 41. You're no longer 40. You
This is
are
correct.
one year away from what I call the meaning of life year.
Yeah, I'm in that year. I'm in the 42nd trip around the sun right now.
I would ask how it feels, but the answer is probably no different than it did before. But like I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit. Your
I'm
41st
ready.
year of life. What's your goal for the year? Not like where you want to go or what you want to buy or something, but like what are you hoping to accomplish in year 41?
Oh, it's definitely to be far more athletic than I have been in year 39 and 40. That is absolutely what I'm working toward this year. Because I should theoretically be in the best shape of my life before it all descends downhill, like you have in your mid 40s. And I am not. And so I'm going to go do that.
Nice. I can appreciate that. I think given everything that we, Jill and I, are experiencing right now with family members, I think the notion of trying to remain as fit as possible for as long as possible in your life is, I don't think it's talked about enough. I think the natural progression of life tends to be that when you're in your 20s, maybe teens, depending on if you play sports or not, but in your 20s, you tend to be extremely active. You've got the energy, you can stay up till 1 a.m. and wake up at 5 a.m. and do all of these things. And this is just from my observations, right? And then as you get older, and I just see all my friends around me, people I grew up with, you get married, you get a real big boy job, you don't have the energy you used to have. And so, the amount of hours that you're awake is reduced, but the amount of hours that you work is increased. And I'm not saying like physically at a job, but you bring your work home, you do this, you do that, you have kids, you have obligations, and something has to give. And that's something that has to give typically is the exercise part of your life.
Right.
But then as you get older, like 50, 60 plus older, the longer you age or the more you age, your muscles naturally deteriorate. Like you lose muscle mass naturally just because of age. And then it's so not talked about enough, unless you listen to
Two
Huberman
things we
or
listen to every day in our life, yeah.
exactly. Of like how important it is to just increase your lifespan just by being fit. And so yeah, you know our story. Like we're experiencing part of that right now and with family members, and it's scary. Like it's and it changes so quickly. Like I think about my dad. Like my dad, and he's in good health, right? He's good. But like he used to go to gym every day, go swimming, lift weights, go to the sauna. And COVID happened, and for 6 months he couldn't go anywhere. And literally, you would see him 6 months later, and like he can't walk upright, fully upright anymore. And everything just starts to kind of slow down a little bit. So
How old is Massey? How old is he?
he will be, how old will he be this year? 82 this year.
82. Okay. I sent you, there's a great article by The Guardian that's this like fascinating study that age is not linear. That there's two like explosive moments of age development. They're at 44 and 60 respectively. And I don't know. It's just like a really interesting, like all jokes aside about mid 40s. There is actually something to that, in a Plain English, Derek Thompson did a great podcast on it a few weeks ago about this particular premise and unpacks it. We should read it. It's really fascinating.
I definitely will. I definitely will. Yeah, it's scary and you don't realize it, right? It's almost like one of those things that you have to be in tune with, because time goes by so quickly.
Right.
And then
Right.
you
I
look
mean,
back and you're like,
we're all in our 80s, and the biggest complaint we have is that we're not walking the same. I mean, amen.
right.
That's what we're rooting for. But
Exactly.
unfortunately, not all of us will get there because of the choices we make early on.
Yeah. So,
And I don't drink as much tea as your dad, so I should really think about my life.
yeah, I mean,
I'm not used to drinking 11 p.m. tea like he is.
he's a tea machine. He's a tea machine.
Nothing. I've never seen anyone happier than when he offered tea and I said yes. And he's
Yeah.
like, seriously? You will take my 10 p.m. Turkish tea? Like, I will.
Yeah, he's a tea
He's
machine. And you
so
know,
thrilled.
there's a lot to be said about his life. So like, it's interesting. I'm not saying like he knew the science behind how he's always lived his life. I think he's just done it the way he has, but it's kind of funny how it aligns with a lot of the science in the world today. So he was very athletic when he was younger. He played basketball, like he was always into sports and stuff, right? And I think because of that, he's always had a huge appetite. And you've been at my parents' house. You've seen him eat. Like he eats way more than he should for.
You can't be married to your mom and not. It's
That is
like
correct.
a
That is correct.
rule of Persian culture.
But
I mean,
what's interesting about my dad is his entire life, he has always only eaten one meal a day. So he, no matter what time he wakes up, no matter what time he goes to bed, it's water, tea all day, every day, one meal a day. That's it. Call it day, right? And it's like it's funny when you look back and he's not, now that he's older, obviously things are different, but he's never been, knock on wood, he's always been healthy his entire life. He's never been like the kind of guy who like constantly goes to doctors for checkups and stuff. Most guys don't, unfortunately. I think you and I are guilty of that, although we're trying to change that. You doing a better job than me for sure.
Oh no, I'm not, but okay.
But he's been very healthy. Now, I think part of that is just growing up where he grew up, globally and culturally, you eat a lot of natural healthy foods, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits, nothing processed. That has a lot
Yeah,
to do with it.
no Western American diet.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's also there's something to be said about like, in today's world, there's a lot of talk about intermittent fasting and OMAD and the health benefits. And even if you take out the health benefits, it's just a pure mathematics game, right? If you're only eating once a day, you can only consume so many calories before you just can't consume more calories. And like that's how he's lived his whole life. And now he's 82. He still works full time. He's got some ailments for sure, but he's in a much better condition, I would say, let's say, than my mom, who is, 5, 6 years younger than him. And far less active and far less mobile, right? And so, like, they've just not that she eats bad, neither of them eat bad, but just very different lifestyles. Again, used to go to the gym and he still does every day. He goes swimming, he goes in the sauna, he lifts like light weights. It's interesting, right? And it's like, it's fascinating to look back and see, like, this is how somebody lived their life without the science, without the doctor advice, just that's how they live their life. And this is the outcome. And now you line it up with all the talk in science and healthcare, and it's like these two things align. And I have physical evidence that this there's you're onto something with this.
That's right.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Skinny fries.